On the KSRO live line with us is California Assemblyman Mark Levine, who's trying to do something about it. Mark, nice to have you back.
Good morning, Pat. Glad to be here.
Yes. So Mark's territory district covers Marin and parts of southern Sonoma County. And there are two bills that you have on the docket. One of them is the data protection law. And I'm just wondering, Assemblyman Levine, is it too late? Is that cat out of the bag too far? It is too far gone. So already?
I think we all have fears that all of our data is out there to be had, to be monetized by big tech and of course, weaponized against us, as we saw in Facebook's complicity with Cambridge Analytica.
Yes.
We don't know who has all of our data. And this was in an area where there was complicity, there was permissiveness, money was made in the transfer of our data. But we also know with the credit agencies or with the Yahoo data breach where 3 billion accounts were hacked, with even dating websites that have been hacked, that whether these companies accidentally had this information divulged or purposely, as was the case with Facebook, the information's out there. Now, I introduced AB 2182, the California Data Protection Authority bill, prior to the Cambridge Analytica Facebook scandal.
How foresightful of you, Mark.
Yeah, I've been working on this for almost a year. And even then, maybe you could say it was too late, but it's never too late. We need to have reasonable regulations and, quite frankly, strong consumer privacy protections for everyone. Now, there are going to be generations of people after us, and their information shouldn't be monetized and weaponized against them, just as future information about ourselves shouldn't as well. So we need to get on it, rather than rest on our heels or think it's too late and just accept that there's never going to be privacy again.
So online data can be regulated. We're seeing that from the European Union. But here's the thing. I think you know this as well. It takes a long time to get this set up. So you're starting now, and it might take 6 years to start the regulation of the data.
Well, that's exactly the lesson we learned from Europe. They've got a great set of protections. It's taken them 6 years to get to the point in May where they go into effect. But this is a template. This is a model. So what we've seen in our country, unfortunately, Congress can't get its act together to do much except give corporations tax cuts. We need to kind of step up as states to protect ourselves. And there's a model for success, and we can look to Europe. So we don't need to reinvent the wheel. Europe can be perfected. It's not, you know, the only way to do it, but it's a model for how to do it. And we've seen how states can get involved in regulations effectively. We did this with the Air Resources Board, where Volkswagen was cheating across the world, but it was California's air regulators that caught Volkswagen's emissions scandal.
And Mark, it sounds like you're one of the reasons, one of the impetus of reasons that for these bills is that you thought the federal government was taking far too long to deal with this issue.
Well, far too long or just not doing anything. And we've seen a little bit from the Federal Trade Commission getting engaged a little bit in this as well, but not in strengthening laws to protect us. And I think we really do need to have a regulatory system in place that that consumers, Californians, can really depend upon.
You know, Mark, you're not that far from Silicon Valley. You're only in Marin. Has Facebook come and tried to strangle you or Google? I mean, you're not that far away from them.
Absolutely. No, as soon as I introduced the bill prior to the scandal, we saw big tech's lobbying organizations walk in the halls of the Capitol.
Uh-huh.
The bill had never even been referred to committee yet, but they were already out there saying, we don't need this. Let's have someone, you know, over in Washington, D.C. do this for us. Don't have California get engaged. And that's the game that almost every corporate interest plays, because they know that in Washington, not much will happen. And that's how they like it.
Did Facebook just get too big to wrap Mark Zuckerberg's arms around?
I would love to think that he, when he was making Facebook, had never thought about that being a tool used by foreign countries or even corporate interests to mold public opinion, that perhaps it was about sharing information, you know, pictures of your cat or what you ate for dinner online.
And just staying
connected. But it was very clear, you know, from the get-go that it was also about making money. and they got to make money somehow. So Facebook is not there to share your joys and your sorrows. It is there to make money, and they're going to find a way to do it.
You're so jaded, Mark. So jaded. Well, we will look forward to see the progress of these two bills that have been authored by you. And thanks very much for bringing them to our attention.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. We'll check in with you very soon. That is California Assemblyman Mark Levine talking about the data protection law and also one that deals with those pesky internet bots.